You're listening to SBS News.
The Amnesty International and Refugee Council of Australia report calls on the governments of Papua New Guinea and Australia to end what they call the brutal and illegal policy of offshore detention. The human rights organisations say since the regional processing centre on Manus Island's Lombrum Naval Base closed a year ago, refugees and asylum seekers have broken down and are experiencing increasingly poor mental and physical health. The report cites that since August last year, three men have killed themselves, while many others have attempted suicide. Director of Policy at the Refugee Council of Australia, Dr. Joyce Chaya, says the Australian government has abandoned them.
Most startling thing, I think, was that we've actually halved the number of mental health professionals dedicated to their care since January this year, which, given the mental crisis that really exists in the island, is absolutely terrifying. There's hardly anyone there to talk to the men anymore. Torture and trauma counselling ended last year as well. So for many of these men, they've been really let down by the Australian government in the last year. And, I mean, they were right in many ways, because many of their concerns around leaving the centre was that they would be forgotten and abandoned. And in many cases, this has turned out to be true.
The report, titled Until When? The Forgotten Men on Manus Island, has found there's now only one small health clinic on Manus Island to serve more than 600 asylum seekers and refugees. There's also a local hospital, but it's severely understaffed, has no interpreters, and often doesn't have an ambulance available. Those who can't be treated on Manus are sent to the Papua New Guinea capital, Port Moresby, but the report found that specialist treatment is often also unavailable there. For many, their best hope is to be sent to Australia for treatment, but the report has revealed there have been only 9 transfers in the last 18 months, despite there being at least 70 recorded cases of people with serious health conditions. Dr. Chaya says the system is flawed.
It has been incredibly difficult to transfer those people. There isn't the same kind of overseas medical referral process in place, so there's no transparency at all on the transfer situation for people in PNG. And what we know is coming from the people on the ground, who are given no information whatsoever about what the transfer process is, why there's been delays, why they can't get help. So it's a really broken system.
Father Ambrose Pereira is the secretary of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of Papua New Guinea and the Solomon Islands. He lives in Port Moresby and says the refugees and asylum seekers in PNG are losing hope.
The men are frustrated, and the situation is desperate. The men are frustrated and the situation desperate. Now, this calls for immediate action. Sadly, sometimes we are postponing it to the detriment of not only the people there, but the entire society.
The report also highlights the violence asylum seekers and refugees are experiencing in PNG from local authorities and members of the public. It says there have been many incidents of assault and robbery, both on Manus Island and in Port Moresby, so many refugees and asylum seekers fear leaving their housing or moving around alone. Father Ambrose says the Australian government needs to provide support because the PNG government doesn't have the capability to manage the situation.
Papua New Guinea cannot even handle its own people. How can they handle people of another culture from outside, with a different mentality, with a different outlook to life, and people who have been stressed out over the past 5 years. And so the situation has to change, not in the weeks ahead, but now. It must change now. The men are getting sicker and sicker.
The Kids Off Nauru media campaign has provided much-needed awareness around the dire situation in the Nauru Detention Centre. Since the campaign launched in August, the federal government has been slowly relocating children and their families to Australia for medical treatment. Refugee Council of Australia's Joyce Chaya has welcomed the changes, but says the Australian government has forgotten the men on Manus Island. The report says the only real prospect the men have of leaving the island is through the United States resettlement deal, but there's been slow application processing as well as high rates of rejection. Dr. Chia says the council and Amnesty International are calling on the government to find an urgent alternative solution for those men.
So we would certainly say the Australian government should accept the New Zealand offer and should not condition it on any visa bans in the future. these men, I think, are very unlikely to want to come to Australia for any permanent resettlement after the way we've treated them. But I think we should explore any and all options at this point, because at this point, really, the men's lives are in the balance, and the Australian government's responsibility is clear and unequivocal. And if men die on Manus Island, which we are certainly expecting every day, that is entirely on the Australian government's hands.
Murray Silby, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.